To date, 393 forest fires this year have consumed more than 765,000 acres of Alaska wildlands. Fires burning on the Kenai Peninsula have destroyed more than 14,000 acres, while the Minto Flats fire near Fairbanks has burned more than 151,000 acres. Jennifer Juhas is a fire information officer with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center. She says three fires, Minto Flats South, Lunch Lake, and June Creek, are now being referred to as the Rail Belt Complex Fire and are being managed at one command center.
The most resources are working today on the June Creek fire because we have the best chance of catching this one while it's still small. The Minto Flats South fire is larger, but we're already looking at long-term scoping for that one.
There is a red flag warning in the June Creek area today, meaning low humidity and wind gusts could hamper firefighting efforts. She says there is concern about the more than 100 residences in the area, which is located south of Clear off the Parks Highway. Gary Lenhausen, also with AICC, says the Minto Flats fire is too big at this time to bring in more firefighting efforts. Crews are attempting to hold it in place or divert it away from structures. A fire near historic McCarthy in the Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve is growing fast and causing a lot of concern. According to Morgan Worthen with the National Park Service, plans are under consideration to fight the Chacina fire by igniting vegetation south of the Chittenah River to reinforce a defense zone that the river provides.
They would actually bring fire via a helicopter and use it to burn out fuels that are next to, or rather on the south side of, the Chittenah River.
The burnout strategy is aimed at protecting historic sites and cabins on the other side of the river. Currently, 62 fires are active in Alaska.